Not just about limits of the state, it's also about measures that government can take to revitalise all of these institutions that lie between the individual and the state. And I think that's potentially really interesting. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited by some of the things that are happening in education. If you do see a growth of schools as autonomous institutions, as kind of centres of excellence competing with each other, but also culturally extending themselves, then I think that could be a really important social contribution as well.
Can I say on schools, I do think one of the issues that hasn't been tackled on schools, we are going to absolutely have to tackle, and this government's got to face up with this, we have got youngsters coming out of the schools that have entirely inappropriate skills for the job market.
Really? Can't read nor write.
Well, even if you get past that issue, now I agree that that's an underlying problem, but I do think schools are trying to tackle that. But I talk with business after business, especially small businesses. They need computing skills, engineering, modern languages. None of those appear to be full centre in the curriculum. They need to be able to manage their finances to understand the modern world. None of that is in the curriculum.
Isn't
going to have to take those issues on, and very rapidly.
But isn't that exactly what Michael Gove is doing?
Well, Michael Gove is creating an opportunity for some of that to happen.
Well, that's all you can do, really, as a
well,
minister.
Well, you could actually do, I think, we have to do a lot more. We absolutely have to have youngsters coming out of school who can do things like computing, so that we don't have to go to China, to Indonesia and India to recruit people to do those jobs. And we have to understand that youngsters who are now, in a sense, being treated as though somehow they don't have the capabilities to do this can do it.
I must say, Frank Field, you seem to be nodding and agreeing with Susan Cramer about the diagnosis of British schools. That is a horrifying condemnation of 13 years of New Labour.
Well, it actually extends way beyond that. And where I think Susan is right, in that schools are now actually trying to tackle some of these underlying issues, as well as the long-term ones about technical education. But I did a report for the Prime Minister, which he's still yet to read, I think, at least give any appearance he has, which showed that, in fact, life's race was over before you get to school. What we're not good at is achieving what most young people want to do when they set out, and that is to be good parents. Young people in my constituency declare that, and they'd like it part of their school contract, how to be good parents. And yet you see an increasing numbers of them fail in that. It's these crucial couple of years with bonding with children and their intelligence, which if one's having a real education revolution, it would start. It can't start early enough.
I agree that that's absolutely crucial. Now, it seems to me that's exactly the kind of issue that Maggie Thatcher didn't look at. It was somehow too internal to the home and too personal. And there wasn't a willingness to understand that dynamic of all the things that expresses the reality of a community and community responsibility. It's that focus on
of course, that's absolutely right. I mean, you kill the dragons you can see, and the big ones were the dragons of union control and a failing economy and all those things. The dragon we're now understanding is that for young people, levels of just reproduction of words from parents are so vital to cognitive development in the early years that although there may be no role for the state directly, there is a role for thinking about how families and institutions can support that. But one of the things that we most admire Mrs. T for, whatever other views we may hold, is that she took on a settled set of consensus and a kind of pattern of 20 or 30 years of decline. And what is so interesting is that actually, in a rather similar way, I hope and I rather believe that this government could, and particularly if it pursues with the same kind of vigour it's undertaken so far, the rest of the parliament, it could be seen as having taken on some of the settled nostrums that were allowed to develop over the last 20 years about the proper levels of welfare, for example, about the levels of expectation we should have within schools, which are so low, so much lower than they should be. There's a potential that we could look back at this moment and think, actually, this was really rather important. And it was a moment where reality broke in, was internalised within the political system, and something good happened.
I've been waiting for 30 years for this reality to break in, Jesse.
Frank Field, Susan Cramer and Jesse Norman on the Coalition's education and welfare reforms.